Oh, we're fun now. We're having fun. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Radio Schmadio. Come on. Well, North Korea's Kim Jong-un vows to restart the chocolate factory. Okay. Well, what do you know?
Live from Kodiak, Alaska to Jackson, Mississippi, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's the funky drummer Clyde Stubblefield, all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man with a brain GPS, it's Michael Feldman.
Fantastic. And I get rim shots today because Clyde Stubblefield is here, ladies and gentlemen. The funky drummer. And Mr. Rimshot, as we call him in the business. So, yeah. All right. Let's look at the news, though, and get this over with. All the news that isn't. Satellite photos show massive movements of baking soda and vinegar, which could indicate a North Korean missile launch. I did it. I know you did. I'm taking a bow, but there's no applause. That's what that is. That's just a tick. Call it a tick. In other news, the cruise ship Carnival Triumph sold to Disney Lines, where it will be known as the SS Just Plain Goofy. The president's compromise on gun control, guns, but no bullets. Or vice versa. Work either way. Hard to throw around, I guess. You can buy a round, you can't throw a round. A second Republican comes out for same-sex marriage. I'm hearing wedding bells from the Senate chapel. Of course, it's same-party marriage for Republicans. You understand that? That goes without saying. In North Dakota, life now begins with the gleam in Daddy's eye. South Dakota, of course, now the morning after state. Eight thousand jobs created in March, but they're held only by five or six people. Some double dipping going on there. Warming temperatures melt 1,600 years worth of ice in 25 years, but my wife still won't give me a break. Okay. See if you can get this one. Private parts ink for 3D printers. All but impossible to find. Okay, I didn't think so either. I'd probably take a chance, so gotta take a chance. President Obama calls Kim Jong-un the best-looking minor despot of all. Fired Rutgers coach Mike Rice to guest on Evil Dead. Ooh, okay. He wasn't like that at Marquette, was he? Bushy, Chevy. I don't know, maybe it was. Patty Davis says that today her dad, Ronald Reagan, might have married Sterling Hayden. Okay, I'll put that with that other joke there about the printer parts. While the president tips 5%, Joe Biden refuses to take his furlough days. There's a new lean-in, you know, the lean-in book for women in business. It's a new lean-in book for men. It's called Suck It In. Just made me self-conscious now. Everyone's entitled to a nervous tick or two.
Or two.
I do this, apparently, when I say something that I think is funny. So it doesn't happen that often, but it does happen. When teachers are armed, only outlaws will have teachers. Squid ink, mac and cheese, fails the kids' taste test. Worth a shot. Mainers say that's just how they Zumba up there. Ooh. Thank you for your titter, your nervous titter. The good news, of course, is President H.W. Bush did not Zumba at all while in Maine. So, although Barbara may have. Hard to say. Insiders say the iPhone 6 is going to be prepaid and disposable. A little departure for them. The presidential initiative to map the brain is a no-brainer. There'll be a bitch trying to refold it, I'll tell you that. Just don't send Igor to get one, you know. Marty Feldman. Let's see now. Now if they come up with a manual, we'll be in business, you know. A brain manual, that'd be great. Conservatives say the brain map is a complete waste of money since there's only a hammer and anvil in there. That's the headache brain. Remember that headache brain from years ago? More Americans living together before marriage and fewer after. In the new Finding Nemo sequel, Dory will come out as a flounder. Walgreens clinics expand to intensive care, aisle 6, right next to hair and nails. Hillary's new memoir, It Takes a State Department. She's only going to run in 2016 if they lose those black frame pictures of her. Otherwise, she doesn't stand a chance. In the Associated Press style book, a change, illegal immigrant is now not from around here. The morning after pill, now all ages, and in a rainbow of flavors, wild berry, mango tango, polar ice, and bubblicious, to name just a few, in case you were. KFC now has chicken without bones, although you can still get a side of bones. They're using chickens when they're pipping, of course, because they have no bone. All you Davy Crockett fans probably realize that. And there are many of you still, I feel. Eventually, there'll be no bones, no chicken, just the grease and the Colonel's secret herbs and spices. And that's all the news. That is it. Thank you so much. Good night for tomorrow and a good yontif.